Let me tell you how important it is to get in touch with your purpose and to get in touch early. And most people I meet, if you ask you, what's your life purpose? Do you have a mission statement, a purpose statement? They'll say no. I was at this conference I mentioned earlier where I met General Wesley Clark and Coretta Scott King and Julie Andrews and George Lucas and just an amazing group of people. And one of the people that spoke was a man named Kenneth Baring. Kenneth Baring used to own the Seattle Seahawks. He's one of the richest guys in America. And he got up and he said, you know, I want to tell you, I've had four stages of my life. He called them more, better, different, and purpose. And he said, the first stage of my life, I just wanted to get more. I didn't have a car, I wanted a car. I didn't have a house, I wanted a house. I didn't have clothes, I got good clothes. And then when I had all that, he said, then I wanted better. I wanted a bigger car, a better house. I wanted to have a mansion. I wanted to have a Rolls Royce. And he said, I got all that. Had all the toys. Then he said, well, then my life turned into different. And that's when I bought the Seattle Seahawks, because no one owned the football team. No one owned a basketball team. No one owned a baseball team. I figured I'd own that. And he said, I still wasn't happy. Then he said, one day, someone called me and asked if I'd go to Africa with him and literally help pass out wheelchairs. And I decided to do that. And he said, I was in Africa, and I put this boy in a wheelchair, and he wouldn't let go of me. He looked up into my eyes, and I looked into his eyes, and he smiled with tears streaming down his face. And for the first time in my life, I felt joy, real, honest to God joy. And he said, I decided I was going to bring wheelchairs to people that were crippled. He went on to share how all of these people get thrown away in third world countries, abandoned. And he said, I was down in Africa, Mexico, and there was a boy who was blind. And all he wanted to do was be able to sit in the sun, but he was too heavy for his dad to carry out, and a wheelchair would solve that. We brought him the wheelchair, and he wouldn't let go of my hands. He just kept holding my hands. And finally, he looked up in my face, and I looked into his eyes, and I realized he couldn't see me. I said, it's too bad you can't see, because you'd see the love in my eyes. He says, don't worry, I'll see you when we're both in heaven. At that point, my wife, who was sitting next to me, burst into tears. And I said, why are you crying? Because she's always someone who's been looking to have a bigger purpose in her life. And I said, did you think you found your purpose? Is it wheelchairs? Are you going to take wheelchairs to third world countries? She said, no, I want to help more millionaires and billionaires find their purpose. Because think of all the good things that would happen in the world. And Ken Baring ended his speech. He said, look, don't wait until like I did. I was 65 before I discovered my true purpose. I spent 45 years chasing toys when I could have been chasing joy. And I want you to have that experience where you have joy in your life, not just stuff. So we want to create your game plan to get to the right end game so you're on purpose, creating abundance, having health, having outrageous relationships, having high impact in the world, and having everything you've ever wanted. And you can do it. I've done it. I've helped thousands of people do it. I've done it in my own life, and you can have it too.